Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Matot Masai. Tisha B'Av is coming quickly, and if you'll be in Jerusalem, then you are invited to the Tisha B'Av program at Pardes in Jerusalem. Full details on our website, pardes.org.il. I hope that you can join us. This week, Matot Masai with Rabbi David Levenkreuz. Rabbi David Levenkreuz is a member of the Pardes faculty and also serves as the Pardes Director of Special Programs. And now, Rabbi David Levenkreuz.
Thank you, Larry. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief, it was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of life, it was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope, it was the winter of despair. We had everything before us, we had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven, we were all going direct the other way. In short, the period was so far like the present period that some of its noisiest authorities insisted on its being received for good or for evil in the superlative degree of comparison only. Phew! That is the first line, as many of you have noticed, from A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. Certainly today I don't think we would get away with such a long opening sentence, but I think he really speaks very, very powerfully about how times are a large mixture of different things, of great things and also difficult things, and that in many ways all times have been like that. That's what we're going to look at today. The beginnings, and for that matter the endings of books, as some of you may know, have always fascinated me. Is it possible to analyze what a book is about, what its main points are, simply by analyzing the first and last lines? I did a previous podcast in which I did this for the entire Torah. Today I'm only going to do it for the beginning and ending of Vayikra, and the beginning and the ending of Bamidbar, as a way for us to understand the book that we've just read in its entirety and what role it plays in the Jewish canon. Vayikra starts, Vayikra el Moshe, V'yedaber Hashem elav mo'ed lemor, and God called to Moses, and God spoke to him from the tent of meeting place, and it ends, Ele mitzvot asher tziva Adonai et Moshe. These are the mitzvot that God commanded Moshe to the people of Israel on Mount Sinai, El Bnei Yisrael, Bahar Sinai. Bamidbar starts very, very similarly. V'yedaber Hashem el Moshe Bamidbar Sinai Ba'ol Me'ed. God speaks to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai from the tent of the meeting. On the first of the second month, on the second year of them leaving Egypt, ve'echad lechodesh hasheni b'shana hashenit letzetam me'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor, saying, and Bamidbar ends also talking about the mitzvot. Eila ha'mitzvot v'amishpatim asher tziva Hashem b'yad Moshe el b'nei Yisrael. These are the mitzvot and the statutes that God commanded Moshe Ba'arvot Moav al Yarden Yericho, on the plains of Moav on Jordan Jericho. Both of these books start by announcing that God is speaking to Moses, and both end by discussing the mitzvot. But there are important differences too. Whereas Vayikra starts by telling that God spoke to Moses from the oil Moed, in Bamidbar, it gives the exact date that this encounter took place. Vayikra ends by telling us that certain mitzvot were given at Mount Sinai, and that Bamidbar ends by speaking of the mitzvot that were given near Jericho. I think we can look at the opening and closing of Bamidbar as a commentary on Vayikra. If we had only the first and the last verses of Vayikra, of Leviticus, we would think that Torah and mitzvot are closed books. It is absolute and free of context. God spoke from the Oil Moed. These are the mitzvot. In Bamidbar, on the other hand, God speaks from the oil moed, but we're told where that took place. We're given the geography, the exact position. Similarly, Bamidbar tells us that some mitzvot were given in Moab. Not everything was given from Sinai. Mitzvot and history are connected, and different mitzvot were given at different times. Vayikra, with its emphasis on the Mishkan, on the tabernacle, is a book of control and speaks about Judaism in a theoretical way. Bamidbar, with its emphasis on the complaining of the people of Israel, is what happens when that theory is turned into practice. Bamidbar is Vayikra acted out in the real world. And it's very, very tempting, and I often do this myself, to think of the Vayikra as being the ideal. This is how we should be. And Bamidbar of the book of Numbers being reality. But what I would like to claim today is that both are speaking of different kinds of ideals. And in order to explain this, I'm going to look at two of my favorite thinkers, Rabbi Yitz Greenberg and the feminist thinker Dr. Tamar Ross. And I'm going to look almost like in thumbnail sketch of what their philosophies are, and then apply the philosophy to these books and to our own lives. So keep in your seat belts. What's coming up is a little bit philosophical, but we can handle it. Rabbi Yitz Greenberg speaks of Judaism as a historical religion. What does this mean? There's some people like the philosopher Franz Rosenzweig, certain trends in the ultra-Orthodox world, and many forms of Christianity that see history as irrelevant. What happens in the world is of no significance, and what is important is to hold fast to a particular way of life or thinking. In other words, it doesn't matter what's going on. What I need to do, my role in the world is to maintain my way of life. As opposed to this, according to Rabbi Yitz Greenberg, Judaism is a religion that has to be acted out in history, and it rises or falls by what impact we have on the world. We don't just speak of freedom, we leave Egypt, and we spread freedom throughout the world from then on. We don't just hear God, but we need to be constantly listening for God's specific message for us in a particular space and time. We don't just do mitzvot, but we listen for the hora'at sha'ah, for what that moment is demanding of us. The word hora'at sha'ah is often used as bidiavad, as after the fact, as ex post facto, as being something not ideal, that really we'd like to be doing something different. It's a halachic term. Really we'd be liking to do something different, but there's a hora'at sha'ah that times demand certain things. I would like to use this as a positive sense and say that it's not just by chance that certain things happen, but we are part of history, and the challenges we face are not just a historical accident, but part of who we are. In a similar vein, or taking the argument further, I should say, the feminist thinker Tamar Ross speaks of what she calls cumulative revelation. Her claim is that God revealed God's self not only on Mount Sinai, but also through the various travels and travails of Am Yisrael. In other words, it's not by chance that the Jewish people landed up in certain places or underwent certain situations. They are all a way of modifying or supplementing the original moment of revelation. Our behavior and our history in the world is a way of expanding on what God told us. Basing herself on her interpretation of Rav Kook, she says it was meant to be that monarchy and slavery were replaced by a meritocratic system. In more basic terms, if Ashkenazi Jewry had gone to China rather than Poland, what we think of as Judaism would look very different. And according to Russ, rightly so. This is part of God's unfolding. Also, we would be eating Chinese food at home and going out for Eastern European food rather than the other way around. And so, if we see this philosophy, then we understand that Bamidbar is not Vayikra gone wrong. Bamidbar is what Vayikra needed. Bamidbar is what Vayikra acted out in the real world. Bamidbar is a commentary on Vayikra saying, hey, you can't have absolute control. People are people. People are human. And humans are not capable of being under the control that you're speaking about. This insight is not only helpful at looking at texts, revelation, halakha, democracy, Bamidbar and Vayikra, but also in our own lives. How often do we lament what we once dreamt of and compare it to what is? Perhaps we do not realize that applying our original ideals to the way things turned out, to the way things are now, is what being a person of faith, a person of belief is about. I remember being young and it was much easier to dream than it is today when facing real issues. But we need to remember that both Vayikra and Bamidbar are needed. The issues we struggle with and how we deal with them are part of a new ideal that is slowly being revealed to us. Yes, it was the best of times and it was the worst of times. But let's not forget Dickens's last line either. It is a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done. It is a far, far better rest than I go to than I have ever known. Ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come. All that is left for me to say at the conclusion of Sefer Bamidbar is Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek. We should be strong, we should strengthen ourselves, and we should strengthen others. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi Levenkreuz. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.